Welcome, everyone, to the Green Living Show, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save you money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's time now to venture through the foggy information and learn what is truly green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Brand new intros there from Logan in Costa Rica. She just cut those for us and sent them to us, so glad to have her back on the show. Get to see her in person here for Thanksgiving. She's going to finish up her little stint down there and be back in the States with us for a while, and we'll see how that goes. As she said, open lines here, and I don't have any guests today. I'm going to cover a few things that I have been asked about quite a bit in a little bit more detail than I have. I've had a lot of questions about books, both books that I have read of others and my own books, and what I would recommend for people to get to read to learn more about this thing we call green living or organic gardening or whatever you want to call it. Traditional is a word that's kicked around on both sides. You know, the chemical people use the word traditional, and really the true traditional way of approaching things would be the natural organic approach, which is also a term we use, probably the one I use the most often. But we'll talk about a lot of things related to that. If you've been listening, you know that we've had a mutt contest. And by the way, that number again that she gave out, I'll give again, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478, same number that we use on the Saturday and Sunday show. We have a mutt contest. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, you'll notice over there on the left-hand side a couple of things if you haven't been there in a while. One is the mutt contest. Guessing what the breed mix is of our two mutts. We have a brand-new puppy, and Tater is his name, and we decided that since we were going to test and see what his makeup was, we'd look at our other mutt's heritage as well. Hannah, the 7-year-old blondie in our family. And there's a new test kit on the market, and it's great. You can go to the website there and click on that, and it not only talks about my two dogs, the slideshows of both of them are there. But it also talks about this test kit. You simply swab the inside of the cheek of the dog, send it into this company. It takes 2-3 weeks. And they tell you what basically the four main breeds are that make up your mutt. And we have the results in as of day before yesterday. And I don't know if we're going to – I know we're not going to get into it today because we haven't had time to go through all the 150 entries we've had thoroughly yet. We may or may not do it tomorrow on the Sunday show with Tropical John. You'll have to tune in to see. It may be delayed another week, in which case it gives you another shot at it. If you want to guess today, I have no problem with that. You simply email us what you think the mix is. I will tell you that there's some surprises, and it's fascinating. I'm really looking forward to getting into it and talking with you. And I think once you hear the details of it, if you have a mutt, you're going to be interested in getting one of these test kits and checking out your animals. But to see what I'm talking about, just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the mutt contest. If you don't have computer capabilities, I'll try, once we get to the point of naming the winners and everything, I'll try to describe them and give you as much of a picture with my explanation as I possibly can. I think it'll still be fun. Another new feature that we have on the website is the poison of the week. We started this a few weeks ago. Tropical John and I, we were working with another fellow that's in the same business, but it kind of fizzled out. So we're kind of on our own with it now, which is fine. We were going to do our own thing anyway. But the first chemicals that we covered the first one was malathion. And the reason that we're doing this is kind of twofold. One is it's a serious issue that people need to understand. And I started discovering from the questions that I was getting that not everybody realized how dangerous these insect and disease control products on the market were or are. And so I wanted to talk about the details about the products. And we started with malathion, which is still – oh, and another part of it was that some of our competitors that talk gardening on the radio and write about it and so forth – still push these things, still talk about the fact that you ought to use these toxic chemical pesticides. It's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing that that they're that cavalier and that misguided, but they still do. And malathion was one that had been recommended here in our local market in the Dallas-Fort Worth area by one of those people. And I wanted to let folks know how dangerous malathion is. And you can go to the blog. That's the other thing. There's a new button over there on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com that just says blog, and it takes you to the blogs. If you click on Poison of the Week, it takes you directly to that part of the blog. But if you go in there, we have ferreted out some good information for you out of our research website information so that you can just click on it, pull it right up, and find out everything that you need to know about these toxic products. Malathion was the first one that we covered. Seven was the second one, and seven is a fascinating material because some people use it inside the house for insect control. Some people put it in their dog foods and cat foods, which is incredible. It's a dangerous neurotoxin. It's very troubling that anybody uses it at all. And it's particularly hard on honeybees. One of the reasons is that it's yellow and it's mistaken for pollen. And the bees get into it and they not only get harmed themselves, but they take it back to the colony and do all kind of damage. And if you've been keeping up with the news, you know that our plants and our pollinators in general that help us with our plants are in a lot of trouble, and honeybees specifically are because of this decline, this honeybee decline out there, which has now been directly linked to pesticides. But homeowners and people in the business, too, that use 7 are really at fault on hurting those great beneficial insects and should stop and get into this organic thing that we talk about. The other one that we've already covered that you can see the details on, click on our links that we've provided for you, is 2,4-D. 2,4-D is a common ingredient in what's pushed and recommended as a broadleaf weed killer. Some people incorrectly call it broadleafed weed killer. If it's a broad-leafed weed killer, it means that the bottle has leaves on it. But it kills broad-leaf, so it's a broad-leaf weed killer. You don't want to use it. It not only will kill the broad-leaves, but it will also kill your trees, which is where a lot of the broad-leaves that are sprayed is growing in the root system of trees. And one of the things that's so interesting about this is that most of those products tell you not to use them in the root system of trees. And of course, if you have residential property that's an average size place, small to average size, even up to an acre like my place, the trees on your property cover the whole place, cover the whole lot. So anywhere you use a 2,4-D or any other kind of a chemical, you're putting it on the roots of trees, and that's very damaging to the trees, in addition to being a neurotoxin for wildlife, cats and dogs, and you and your family. The other one that we're covering this week, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but I just want to talk to you today about the feature. The one we're going to cover tomorrow on the Sunday show is MSMA. And by the way, you can listen to any of the 5 hours of my shows on dirtdoctor.com. They're all streamed live, and they're all archived. So you can go in there and listen to the ones in the, of the past. You can also go into the website and see any of the newsletters that we do, and that's one thing that we do on a weekly basis, and it's something we will continue to do. To get on the list, just send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. We're involved in Facebook and Twitter now. We're getting a lot of new people coming in to discover us as a result of that, and that's why we're doing it. We're putting some of the main features that I talk about on both Facebook and Twitter, so it's another way you can spread the word and tell people they can get the information that we have. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Don't go away, and give us a call if you have time. We'll talk about interior pest control and a little critter I ran into when I come back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list. And there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeobrite for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Well, we talk about health issues a lot, and one of the things that's very high on that health issue list is your hearing. And I've got a recommendation. You've heard me talk about them, and I'll continue to talk about them because I recommend affordable hearing for several reasons. Let me give you their hearing helpline, and then I'll give it again at the end so you make sure and get it. It's 800-521-1592. They'll meet with you on Saturday or Sunday to be helpful if you need that. They have locations in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they can help you with serious hearing problems or minor ones. They can especially help you if you've had trouble with other hearing aids or hearing aid companies. They understand all that. That number again for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. Take advantage of their free hearing test and getting to try one of their hearing aids at home with no charge or obligation. It's affordable hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back, and the number is 866-444-3478. I had a little visitor last night in my bedroom, and other people have been asking me about this one. So let's chat about click beetles for a little bit. And related to that, the pesticides, pest control products that I would recommend to solve that insect problem and other similar ones like millipedes and roaches, too. It's a common question that I get. First of all, finishing up on my talk about pesticides on the homepage, on the website and everything, and highlighting certain ones, along with that, I have made contact with two companies that have been around a long time. I've done a little bit with them in the past, but we're going to be linking up back and forth, them to us to them, and helping spread the word about pesticides. One used to be called the Northwest Coalition for Alternatives to Pesticides. It's now called pesticide.org, and the other one is beyondpesticides.org. The links are, again, on that blog area where we're talking about the pesticides. And what they have, and we've put the specific pages there for you to link to, you can look up technical data on any of these pesticides, and they've got a really good inventory and easy to find information about all these different pesticides. So check all that out right there in our blog. We've had a lot of questions about books, and as people get into all this thing that we talk about, we'll cover those in a minute too. But first of all, I've been being wakened by a little clicking sound several nights. One time, one of the click beetles got inside a metal container, and it was like somebody was beating a drum. It's a fascinating little beetle, and I caught the one this morning when I got up, and I got maybe some decent photographs of him until he jettisoned himself out the window of my car. And I'll put that on the website later today, but it's a little beetle, and they come in several lengths. This one is brown and only about a half inch long. It's probably the most common one you'll see around in your house. And they're called click beetles because they're hinged in the middle and have the power to snap, and that snapping action will make them just fly off. It's a way they get away from predators, I guess. They're really not a harmful insect. I've never seen very much that they eat or they don't bite you or anything like that. In fact, you can pick them up and play with them. They're kind of fun to watch them do that little act that they do. Some of them are pretty big, and in my Texas bug book, you can see some pictures of some you'll run into in plants and everything outside. This little brown one tends to come inside, and they are tending to come inside right now. If you can find them, just get them. If you want to kill them, that's fine. If you want to just toss them outside, that's fine too. If you want to put out a pesticide in the house for them, for centipedes, which are beneficial, but you may not like having them around, the millipedes are just kind of annoying, spiders, roaches, and all that, you can dust a natural diatomaceous earth. The one that we recommend is by far the best one, and you can see these products in our Green Living shop online. And if your local stores don't have these products that we talk about, that's where you can get them. The books, same thing that I'll talk about in a little bit. But dusting this very high-quality diatomaceous earth very lightly down around baseboards and under beds and appliances and things where you're having these various critters does a great job. It's not any more dangerous to breathe than household dust. I don't want you breathing either one of them, so don't put out too much, just a very light dusting. If you don't want any dry products around, you can use the BioWash product. You pretty much have to hit the insects with the BioWash, also sold in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as Plant Wash. You have to hit the insects with it. But it's good. It'll kill ants. It'll kill any other small critters that are around in the house very, very well. It's a fancy soap is all it is, so it's non-toxic as it can be. The other is orange oil. We use orange oil to kill insects from ants to spiders inside, and the click beetles and things that I've been talking about can be killed with orange oil. Orange oil smells great. It's a great cleaner, very effective cleaner. It has one drawback, and that is that it's a solvent. And if you put it out too often, put it out too heavy, you put it out on a nice paint finish on some furniture or the door or the house or something, and we know this by because we've done it ourselves, it will foul up paint finishes, or it can. If you do it mixed at the rates that we talk about and don't spray it out real heavily, it won't do that. But if you get too much on and if you don't then clean it off, it will mess up lacquer finishes, paint finishes, and things like that, because orange oil, it comes, yes, it's a natural material, comes from the orange peeling, but it is a solvent. So if you put it out too heavy, it can cause some issues. Very good pest control, and it smells good, and it's a good cleaner as well. If you have roaches, one of the first things I would do, and I've got a few showing up at our place because we haven't done anything in a long time, and I'll do this right away. You can make a bait, and the bait for roaches is about as simple as it gets. You mix 50% sugar, 50% Arm & Hammer laundry detergent together, put it in little containers, set it out of the way, and they eat it and die. Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extracts, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard, back with you. We'll talk about books here for a second. I get a lot of questions about how I learned all this stuff, all these green living techniques and pest control and landscaping and gardening and all that sort of thing. I'm a landscape architect by training and an arborist now, but just got into all of this green living stuff because when Logan was born, our daughter, back in 85, I saw her do what all kids do, pick up things and put them in her mouth, and I just started looking into it, met some people that helped me. But the main thing that helped me were the books that are out there on the subject. I met Malcolm Beck, and he had written a little book, and I was looking at our website now, and I'm not sure we've got it for sale on the website, but it's out there. It's called the Gardenville Lessons in Nature from Malcolm Beck. And if you can't find it on Amazon or the usual places, we'll get it put on our website and make it available to you. It's one of the first books I read. Met him and he and others in the business explained how it all worked to me. I bought it hook, line, and sinker, and then I started buying all sorts of books. There are some books by a fellow by the name of Sir Albert Howard, and his are great, too. The Life in the Soil book and anything he wrote, if you really want to get some good technical information, I recommend that. And then I started writing books myself. I've done about 14 of them now, and some of them are written for regional use here in Texas, but some of them are really good for people coast to coast and border to border. The two in that category are the, well, first of all, the one that's the little paperback book called The Organic Manual. And we not only talk about landscaping and gardening techniques in there, but we also talk about pest control and the general philosophy of, you know, healthy soil and working within nature's laws and systems rather than trying to control things totally. A lot of the insect problems, for example, can be controlled by allowing nature to stay in place. You know, having a lot of birds around. One of the things I highly recommend, for example, is feeding the birds at home. And that includes hummingbirds, because hummingbirds not only are beautiful and really interesting to look at, but if you have hummingbirds outside the windows all the way around the house and you see them coming to get some of the sugar water that you have made for them, and if you plant plants, which is an even better way to go, that have flowers that will attract them, things like Turk's cap and lantana and butterfly bush, and the list goes on and on. In fact, if you go to our website, we've got in the library a real thorough list of the plants that are the best for attracting hummingbirds. But putting out the feeders as a little supplement, I don't have a big problem with at all, because they do so much good, besides just being great to look at. When you see a hummingbird flying around, darting around in the garden, sometimes they're trying to chase off other hummingbirds. They're kind of territorial, and that's fun to watch sometimes, too. Some of them can be pretty rough. But the other thing that they do while they're darting around like that is they're eating mosquitoes and gnats and other bugs that are flying around. They are definitely an important part of your pest control. And we cover a lot of those things in the Organic Manual. It's an inexpensive little book. It's in the Green Living shop if it's not in your retail stores in your area. If it's not, recommend that they get them. They can contact us through the website and find out how to get any of the things that we talk about. And we, of course, encourage that. The other book that has universal geographical use has a bad name. We put the name Texas Bug Book on that book. And it kind of dawned on me later on that that was a mistake, because the insects that we deal with inside the house and in the office and in the garden and in the barn and wherever, and the beneficial insects that we recommend that you deal with, and it's a big long list there, not just ladybugs, but all kinds of insects are beneficial. That management of taking care of the pests and dealing with the beneficial insects is the same from coast to coast and from border to border for the most part. There's a little bit of change, but for the most part, you know, we're dealing with insects that are in the stink bug area that have the piercing and sucking mouth parts, you know, that have a little mouth part that they stab in the plant and suck juice from the plant. The insects inside the house are really the same coast to coast. The beneficial insects, from ladybugs to praying mantids to trichogramma wasps, green lacewings, you know, all these little things that do things to help us in a garden. The management of them is pretty much the same, except for timing, because of the climate. You know, how soon they would show up in the season, how long they would stay around. And that's what we cover in the Texas Bug Book, all of the common insects that you run into inside the house and all the ones outside the house. We not only tell you about them technically so you understand how they live and how you can prevent them better long term, but we also recommend how to control them with organic techniques. We don't recommend any toxic chemicals at all. And one of the things that I began to understand very early in my career was that controlling insects and diseases even more so is easier to do with the natural organic techniques and products than with the toxic chemicals. Plus, the fact, toxic chemicals are, for the most part, neurotoxins and very dangerous to wildlife and your cats and dogs and you and your family, especially when you're using them inside, you know, in the carpet and the furniture and all that kind of thing. So that's what the Texas Bug Book does. Don't let the title scare you. It's pretty good anywhere you are out there. It's a book that Malcolm Beck and I wrote together. The original book was a black book, and it talked about the good, bad, and the ugly, referring to the insects and other critters that we cover in there. We cover things other than insects, all kinds of pests. And then we updated it into the form it is now. It's kind of I don't know what color you'd call it. It's kind of a beige color with a square Texas Bug Book in the center, and then bugs, photographs of bugs around it. What we did when we improved it is that we added several insects to the book, and we also made the pictures a lot bigger. One of my publishers is the University of Texas Press, and they always have done a great job, and they also put up with me to some degree when I want to change books. Most publishers would like you to leave the books alone because it's the second and third and fourth printings that really make some money. And I keep coming up with improvements I need to make to my books. And they agreed and went along with it. And so that second version, and if you do a search on Texas Bug Book, you'll see the two different versions. The new one is by far better. Now, if you're into vegetables anywhere in the country, my vegetable book was also written with Malcolm Beck. It's got information in there that would help pretty much anyone. And one of the things we realized when we started doing the shows being nationally syndicated was that most of the information is applicable across the country out there, with two exceptions. One is timing, when you do things because of the weather. So if you use it's the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book. If you use it, that's the one thing you're going to have to highlight in the book and talk to the local garden centers and university people and local experts about the timing and modify that somewhat. But general guidelines are in the book. And then the second thing is specific varieties of plants will vary just a little bit. But on the other hand, some of them work, you know, across the country, and we'll mention that about some things that we've stumbled into and experimented with, plants that grow pretty much anywhere. We have photographs of the seed in there, which not too many other books do. A lot of vegetable gardeners don't really know what the seed of various fruits and vegetables look like, and we've got the pictures of the seed in there. So when you buy some seed and you store it in a bag and you don't mark it very well and you forget what it was, you can look at that and get some help. We have some of that information on the website too. It's just strung out through the website in the library, so you'll have to look for it in a little bit different way. My Texas Bug Book, again, has the word Texas on it, but it's a book that covers trees that grow, you know, far outside Texas. I'm in the process of writing. In fact, we're quite a long way along on it, writing a book about trees for national distribution, and we're going to put more information about some of the new techniques that we recommend, the bare rooting and the air spade work and some of the new planting techniques that we recommend. Some of that's in the current book, but we're going to concentrate on it a whole lot more in the new book. Another one that probably is in the category of being my best-kept secret is the Herb Book. Herbs, again, for Texas. We went out of our way to, back in those days, I was only on the radio in Texas, and I wrote a column for the Dallas Morning News, which I still do, and all that was in Texas, so we concentrated our books on the regional market. But one of the things about the herb book is that it covers the most commonly used herbs used anywhere in the world, and it talks about the medicinal uses of those herbs and also the culinary uses of those herbs. Adina Branham, my great friend for many years, helped me immensely understand herbs, and she was a big part of the book. But it also covers edible landscape plants, edible weeds, edible plants that normally wouldn't be put in the category of herbs. But my definition of a herb, and that is the way the word should be pronounced, by the way, the definition of a herb to me is a plant that has a use other than looking pretty. Well, that's a bunch of plants, and we've covered a lot of them in there, and we also have added more of that kind of information to the website. It is a book. It's my book that I've written that has sold the least. It's been very interesting. I think a lot of people see that it's about herbs, and they think it's about, you know, little herb gardens and sachets and things like that, but it's a whole lot more than that. So check it out. It's called Herbs for Texas. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll talk about a few other items right after this. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, shower, and bathe in all play a critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted best buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters for under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by going to aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you, and the number for the rest of the hours of my show, if your radio station doesn't carry them, you can listen streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Finishing on the books from Sir Albert Howard specifically that I recommend, you want to make a note of if you really want to start off and get the details like I did when I started learning about all this. One is Soil and Health. The other is An Architectural Testament. We don't have these in our store, our Green Living shop, and we need to get those on there. The other one that I recommend highly for you to read is by somebody that I need to have on the show. It's Barbara Stitt. Barbara has been on as a guest, but it's been a long time, and I need to have her back on. Her and her husband have done a lot of research on health and food, and they have a book, it's Barbara's book specifically. It's called Food and Behavior. If you go to the health and lifestyle section of dirtdoctor.com, you'll see what the book looks like there. And that's another one we probably need to add to the store. One of the other things, talking about herbs a minute ago, to give you an example of what you can learn from my herb book and the information on the website, there's a herb called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y, that everybody in the United States ought to grow. Comfrey is a herb that you don't eat. You don't make a tea out of it, although some people in the past have. It's too strong to do that. What comfrey is used for is twofold. One, it's a beautiful perennial. It has great big fuzzy leaves, bell-shaped flowers that are either white or light blue, sometimes a pinkish color. Really, really pretty. It attracts beneficial insects in the garden. But it's called also knitbone. It's very good. It's a very good herb to do a poultice with. If you've had some kind of bone problems, put on topically. It's the best way to shut down poison ivy rash as it just gets started that you've ever seen. It's a wonderful plant to pull a lower leaf off is what I do if I get an insect sting or something like that. And I do use it on poison ivy, too, when I'm cavalier and work around poison ivy too close. I don't usually get it, but if I get cut while I'm around the poison ivy, it can get into my system, and I'll get a rash started. You pull the oldest leaf off the bottom. That way you don't mess up the look of the plant, and you squeeze the juice out of the stem and put it on the rash, the insect bite, or whatever, and it just works great. Plus, it's a neat plant. The final thing I wanted to talk to you about this hour is, maybe not the final thing, but I wanted to make sure I got it in here. We're starting to talk about flu shots again. And this is something that every time I bring it up, it just creates all kinds of interest on both sides. I get all kinds of people throwing things at me, and I get all kind of people that are thanking me. And there was a really interesting situation related to that happened at the paper that I write for, Dallas Morning News. There's a guy that writes a daily column, I guess it's daily, it's in there a lot, that got wind of the fact that I had mentioned on the air that I don't recommend flu shots, and he went ballistic on me. He wrote a pretty rough editorial about it. I found out through the grapevine that he was going to do it, and we talked about it, and he was not a happy camper at all that I was doing something with my big audience that was a mistake, and you know, it was going to be bad for people's health and yada, yada, yada. Well, I wrote a newsletter saying that I've never taken a flu shot in my life, unless it was when I was in the Marines and, you know, they did things to me that's possible. I don't remember specifically, but I've never had a flu shot. Didn't have any flu shots when I was a kid, never have as an adult, never would. And nobody in our family has either, including Logan, of course. But a lot of people think I'm making a mistake saying that, but there's more and more evidence piling up that it's not anything that you should do. And some of the doctors that have regular newsletters and write on the web, most of them that are into any kind of open-minded thinking at all, totally agree. And they're warning about a new push that's about to come up. The flu season has already started to hit in some other countries, and apparently the World Health Organization or whoever is behind all this, the new flu shots that are about to be available and going to be pushed and recommended to everybody are flu shots that contain a vaccine for both the swine flu that, you know, never developed into anything like they were saying it was going to develop into, and the regular flu shot as well. But one of the things that even surprises me on one of these reports that I'm seeing here is this quote, flu vaccine does not prevent death in elderly people. In fact, it's even saying that it's not even very effective for elderly people, for seniors, and that's where it's most commonly recommended. I recommend that you go. We'll talk about this a little more in the next hour if we have time. But what's recommended is just a health program like we recommend on DirtDoctor.com, with vitamin D being a very important part of that. If you're not taking vitamin D, start today. Get to your health food store and get some vitamin D and start taking that. The other source of vitamin D is the sunshine. Sun has been really attacked in a lot of ways, being, you know, responsible for skin cancer and all kinds of things, but you need a certain amount of sun every day. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk more later. In the meantime, enjoy your green living, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you in a little bit.